This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. How would you feel if you spent 400-plus days incarcerated, awaiting trial, and then were found not guilty? Well, that's what happened with New Jersey Weed Man. We've got the story here from NJ.com. That's coming up here. It's a case we've been following for a while here on Free Talk Live. And it's just a saga, this ongoing saga with him versus the New Jersey and the Trenton city governments. Toll-free number if you want to join us. By the way, it's Ian and Mark in the studio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've got Discord, where there's an on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm.
It's not just it's not just New Jersey Weed Man. It's not just New Jersey. There's something terribly wrong with the U.S.'s criminal judicial system, the criminal process. When a man who has a constitutional right to a speedy trial is held for 400 and how many days?
I don't know.
Like 450 days.
Yeah, a lot.
Without a conviction. He's not found guilty of anything.
Yeah,
this is simply an arrest for a nonviolent crime.
Yep.
Held in jail. Can't get a bond. Can't even be, like, he's not even offered a bond. It's not like he can't make the bond. He's not offered it. And forget.
All because he had a restaurant where he let people smoke weed and a church where he let people smoke weed, which happened to be right across from the police station in downtown Trenton.
All those things are true, but what I'm trying to do is illustrate what's wrong with America's judicial system.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people right now, the punishment for being found guilty in court, doing something criminal, is jail. But they put people in jail before these things happen. It just shouldn't be that way.
But unless, like you said, there's a flight risk.
Sure, flight risks, people that are dangerous to society, that, you know, like a violent crime, looks like they're going to commit more violent crimes or something like that. Oh, okay, but jail should be a last resort,
right?
But it's not.
That's why they have house arrest, they've got GPS tracking, they've got all kinds of options to keep somebody out of a jail.
Jail is the foregone conclusion for pre-trial confinement, and that's a problem. That is unfair. Plus, the Constitution says that we have a right to a speedy trial, but it doesn't define what a speedy trial is. The United States Supreme Court needs to come down and say what a speedy trial is, and they need to do it right away. A speedy trial, to my mind, is 30 days.
They don't do anything right away. We'll get back into the story because there's a lot more to talk about with New Jersey Weed Man, but we'll also take your calls first, where we go to Larry in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, good.
You know, I've been an activist for about 30 years, right?
All right.
So I've seen a lot of statutory schemes develop in our state house and other ordinances passed in support of those statutes. But now when you go to a public meeting here, you had better watch yourself, because what they do is they put a police officer on you, and if you should bump into him or do anything, that's a Class D felony they can hold you on. So if you're exposing anything that they don't want exposed, they won't even let you have 2 minutes before the deputy sheriffs come and stand up there by you. And the minute you say something they don't like, they attack. And then you get charged with battering a police officer.
Wow. Did this happen in Indianapolis recently?
This is right here in Indianapolis at the city council. You can watch some of the old council meetings where I went to testify on certain issues, right? And when I was testifying, the president had two sheriff deputies standing right up there with me. Well, I don't blame the sheriff deputies for that, because I know most of them. But the thing about it is, they are making it harder and harder for another view to be expressed in these what is supposed to be an assembly room where they are passing laws and so forth that tell us how to conduct our lives. Also, at the state house this year is unprecedented. I was over there protesting. I had a sign that simply said lies. And what I was doing is when the governor or House Pro Tem or Speaker would come out to give their little speeches to the special interest groups when they were on the stage. I was just holding the line sign up.
Nice.
Well,
I like that.
That worked under three governors. Mike Pence, it worked with him. It worked with Mitch Daniels. It worked with O'Bannon. They took the line sign, right? But this new governor, he had the state police come to me and say, hey, Larry, come on, let's go. Because he didn't want
go
the line
where?
Sign. I mean, if you can't go into a political situation.
Whoa, what happened? I want you to tell the rest of that story, because I agree with you. You absolutely should be able to express yourself, and you're fully within your rights to do that. When they said, come on, Larry, let's go, what did you do?
He said, come on, let's go. Then I knew, because I told him, you know, because I have a costume I wear, slave shirt and blackface. And while I was in there, and he, when he said that, because I know those officers, right? They don't do anything unless they're told to do it, right? So
generally.
I told them, hey, when you tell me to leave, I'm going to leave. I'm a slave, right? So when they told me to leave, I went ahead and went with them, and he walked me out the back door because he didn't want me to go through the crowd. Because
see, that's when I would have pulled out my video camera and said, could you say that again for me?
No, but it doesn't do you any good, because what they do is, well, it may do you good, but I didn't have my video camera at the time. But what they do is they get you in jail on trumped up charges, right? And you end up staying in there where your house and property is vandalized and burglarized and everything, and your business goes to hell.
Oh, yeah, they've got the ability to ruin your life. There's no doubt about it. And Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And I don't blame anybody for backing down in the face of a thug who's going to do that, you know, who's going to take you away and put you in a cage like they did with New Jersey Weedman. I don't blame anybody for backing down, but at the same time, if you truly believe in freedom of speech, then that means you got to stand on your rights when that freedom of speech is threatened. So if you want to continue having the freedom of speech, then if you're in a public place at the state house holding a sign and some government goon comes up to you and says, you're coming with me, or, you know, you gotta leave, or whatever. That's when you pull out the video camera, and if you don't have a video camera, think for a moment, you probably have a cell phone. Every cell phone has a video camera on it. So learn your cell phone. Learn how to use the video camera portion of it. Cell 411, by the way, is a great app for this at getcell411.com. It's like an emergency alerts app where you can let your friends know when something bad's happening to you, like a cop harassing you. And then it also lets you do live streaming video of whatever it is that's happening. So if a cop ever comes up and says something like that, and you know you're within your rights, that's a perfect time to pull up that phone, start running cell 411, send an alert, and start the live stream, and then say, excuse me, can you say that again for the record, officer? Make sure that he knows that he's being recorded saying what it is that he's saying, because that move alone could change how that interaction plays out. Now, to be clear, it could change it for the worse, okay, because sometimes cops don't like being recorded and they might get violent with you, but in my experience, it is less likely that they will get violent and more likely that they will change their approach or go away entirely.
It sounds like Larry does this on the regular. He's a you know, an activist.
Which is why he should be prepared.
But, you know, to him, what he's trying to do is he creates a relationship with the officers.
Yeah.
And his...
I'll do it to an officer I have a relationship with.
He's got bigger game that he's going after. He's looking for these politicians and these sorts of things.
But if you turn tail and run every single time a cop comes and says you got to go, then you're not doing what you're there to do.
Well, honestly, he's set up really great for a lawsuit because...
not without evidence.
Right. Once he gets the camera, once he gets the video, somebody else gets the video of him being just taken off of courthouse property, city hall lawn or whatever, while he's protesting. I mean, that's gold.
Which
please,
is even better.
Somebody do this to me. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't go spend the kind of time doing the protesting so that these things don't happen. But man, oh man, this is a lawsuit.
It could be. And it would help him if he also had an associate there who could just be a dedicated cameraman, somebody who would be a little bit quicker on the trigger as far as pushing the record button, that kind of thing.
It's hard to do the interaction and...
It's harder, for sure. It can be done, but it is easier if you've got a professional, you know, somebody who knows how to run a camera and is happy to help you and there with you. Which is why, if you want to see more freedom in your lifetime, you can't do it as a lone wolf. You really, I mean, you can try, but you really ought to have backup. You really ought to. If you're a libertarian, and I know Larry's not.
It's hard to keep a bunch of friends around you when you got blackface on and a slave T-shirt.
Well, Larry's an actual black man, is what.
Yeah.
What,
well, he said blackface.
He has a blackface. No, he's
okay.
We've had Larry calling for years. He's a black guy in in Indianapolis. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs in the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence, and Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We in the studios, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And also want to make sure you know about Zencash. If you are interested in cryptocurrency and you love liberty and good economics and privacy, then you really ought to take a close look at Zencash because they've got some of the best technology
built into Zencash. It's relatively new to crypto, by the way. It started last year, 2017. It's got privacy in the form of zero knowledge anonymity, so some of the best tech out there. It's also, they're working on decentralized autonomous organizations. I'm not sure where they're at with that, but they're working on that. And then there's also already a large number of participants with over 11,000 secure nodes in the system, which means they've got more secure nodes than Bitcoin has full nodes in their system. So you want to talk about one of the most secure cryptos on the planet? Look at Zencash. Go to Zencash.com and learn more about it there. It was also started with good philosophy behind it. The people who created Zencash are self-proclaimed voluntarists. They actually wrote in voluntarism into the white paper of Zencash. You can see it for yourself and learn more over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com as we go and continue with your calls and thoughts. More on the New Jersey weed man and his not guilty verdict. It is a victory, but it's a tough one, given that he spent more than 440 days in jail pre-trial. Let's go first, though, to Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, it's Vernon.
Hey, Vernon, you're on the air.
Hey, I had a question. So yeah. I know you all take these what-if questions about being in a libertarian society. So let's pretend that I have a large piece of private property and I make some really crazy rule that is unreasonable, that mm-hmm. if you trespass, I can apply the death penalty to you because you trespassed on my private property in libertarian society. How would that work? I mean,
This is similar to the what if a little girl comes on to your out to your front lawn is picking flowers, like a 4-year-old girl picking flowers, and do you have the right to kill her, right? And
because trespassing,
right? And when you're talking about 7 billion people, 8 billion people on the planet, one of them is nutty enough to do this. So many of these questions are off the wall and crazy, but hey, it could happen, right?
There are so-called libertarians who advocate this sort of maximalist, I don't know if that's the right term, but
yep,
where they can just take whatever the response is to whatever the trespass or thing that's happening and go to the maximum, and I don't think it's sane.
Well, it isn't orthodox, okay, so from the libertarian ideas. Liberty simply, what we're talking about here is simply competition in governance, right? Organizations being able to compete for your business in the area of government and providing governance. None of those organizations is going to say it's acceptable to shoot kids that come on your property and pick flowers.
Probably not, but what if you lived in a society where the majority of people believe that? Then it would be, right? And that'd
sure
be a dangerous place to raise a small child.
Right. That's where and people would leave that society.
Right.
It wouldn't be a society anymore because people would exit it in droves.
Presumably,
and
yeah.
Also, what would happen is what would happen today if, for whatever reason, what looked like basically an act of war was perpetrated by one governing organization against, the people of another governing organization. There would be a war. If somebody did this, let's say they decided, I don't want a government, I'm going to wing it on my own. Somebody out there doesn't have fire insurance on their house,
yep,
so this certainly will happen. And they set up this rule, and the kid comes on, they do whatever. These people are outlaws. They have no organization to protect them, so they have to protect themselves. So not only do they have to be able to be willing to execute children for picking flowers, they also have to be in possession of a nuclear warhead in order to protect themselves. And
what?
Well,
a warhead?
What do you think's going to happen when a small posse of the parents of this child's friends get together? They're going to go over there.
They've got a warhead.
No, they're going to go over to this person's house and kill them,
uh-huh,
and that means that they have to have superior weaponry. And I'm just talking about the arms race to the top here.
Gotcha.
And a nuclear warhead, I believe, is not a defensive weapon, is not protected by the Second Amendment or the right to keep and bear arms, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway, mostly this person would be executed by their society, is what my claim is the murderer would be executed.
But there's a libertarian society. Every time y'all talk about these things, it sounds like it's either the Wild Wild West or the mafia that's going to, extort you if you don't pay a certain fee for a certain service and, kind of
kick your butt. Isn't that what we have now?
If they don't do that. I'm sorry?
Isn't that what we have now? Where there's a group called the government, a.k.a. the mafia, that flies flags in front of its offices.
My legs aren't going to be broken. I mean, I might end up in jail, and I might, I might lose my property, but I'm not going
to. What if you don't want to go to jail?
Broken legs with a. I'm sorry?
What if you don't want to go with them to the jail?
Good point. I mean, I guess I'd rather have a reasonable punishment for these things versus
you mean
having
like 400 days and you mean like 447 days pretrial in prison in New Jersey? Like,
well,
New Jersey weed bans?
Okay, so how would it be with weed ban in the utopian society? Would he be able to bond out? Who would pass judgment on him?
Well, first of all, the freedom isn't utopia, okay? Freedom from coercion, freedom from an institutionalized coercive government, which is all that we're talking about, is ending institutional coercion and having a voluntary, consensual-based society. If people actually believed in the right to private property, because that's important. If we don't have people believing in property, then you don't have a real society, and it's going to be hell.
Right. Everybody believes in property. They're just not entirely sure who owns it. Currently, the governments, whether they're state or federal or whatever, they're the ones who believe they own all the property. You just rent it from them.
Yeah. If people believed in property and they respected the property rights of others, then New Jersey Weedman would never have gone to prison because he would just be in his restaurant and in his church, enjoying cannabis and food with his friends and people who wanted to come into those places. That's why they went after him.
You don't think somebody would have said, well, hey, I don't believe that it's cool that you smoke weed.
I don't care what they say.
Even though this isn't my property, I'm claiming this region as my region. And so, you know, if you smoke this stuff, then I'm going to arrest you on
Now you're back to the issue of what happens when somebody uses violence against peaceful people in a society in which there is no monopoly on violence, right? So that's what we're talking about, is getting rid of the government.
A monopoly on violence is going to reoccur, and that could very
well
happen.
He asked the question of what would happen if somebody decided they didn't want anyone smoking weed nearby where they were and that they were willing to use violence. So you're talking about just an average person, not somebody who's got the sort of auspices of the state. This person does not have the illusion of legitimacy, okay? And that's what the state has. That's why the state is the criminal gang that is so successful, because it has all these flags and voting and all this sort of dress-up that it has put, all this window dressing that it's put around all of its violence. If there's just some dude coming in there with a gun in his hand saying, you better put that joint out, you are well within your rights to shoot that person dead on the spot because he threatened you with violence. And nobody looking at that situation from the outside would disagree with you, because they would know this is just a marauder who has come onto your property and attempted to tell you what to do at the point of a gun. That's what you do with somebody who points a gun at you, is you put them out of their misery.
So, can I ask you all just one final question?
And sure.
It kind of seems relative to this, what we're talking about, in that Free Talk Live, through the Shire Free Church, has kind of tried to buck the system with defining what a church is. And now we can argue about this all day, but honestly, you know, is that similar to what we're talking about?
I'm not sure how talking about a church. If you want, hang on, Vernon, we can bring it back. I'm not sure what church definitions has to do with violence and property, but we can come back and talk about it. Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today in his weekly address, President Trump blamed Democrats for not allowing the people's work to be done in Washington, D.C.
From day one, Senate Democrats have shamelessly obstructed, stalled, and filibustered the confirmations of hundreds of talented men and women who are eager to come to Washington, D.C. to make a difference. They want to serve our country. My nominees face a longer average confirmation wait than any in the history of our country.
The White House did announce that Rear Admiral Douglas Fears will take over as the new Homeland Security Advisor after the departure of Tom Bossert. And earlier today, thousands of gun control activists took over the Brooklyn Bridge for the Youth Over Guns March to protest gun violence. We're also hearing there were protests across other parts of the country, which caused traffic issues for many folks out on the roads. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll continue the story about NJ Weedman, a.k.a. Ed Fortune, who we've been following for years here on Free Talk Live. He is out of jail, found not guilty, after spending over 440 days in pretrial lockup. We'll tell you more about that. Ian and Mark in the studio here. Bitcoin.com, one of the longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. If you're new to Bitcoin, if you're new to cryptocurrency, there's no better place to go and get started and learn about the basics and maybe even get some Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, it's up to you, over at Bitcoin.com. And they've also got some of the news headlines day in, day out, fresh every single day over there at their news site at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. We go back to Vernon in New Orleans. Vernon, you were bringing up the Shire Free Church, which is the organization that runs Free Talk Live, but I wasn't really sure what you were driving at, so I wanted to give you a chance to kind of better express yourself or
sure,
try again.
Sure, and I hope I am able to better express myself. So we were previously discussing in a pretend libertarian society, how somebody could basically make a fake region and define in that fake region what the laws of the land are and come on and, you know, enforce them. And so in
They couldn't. So that was your theory, and I explained to you why that would not stand because people in a libertarian society believe in self-defense. And so if some thug comes in and tries to use violence to take over an area, those people in that area would be well within their rights to put that thug down.
And but he talked about a piece of land that he owned. The question is that if you want to turn your land into a giant...
No, he was talking about doing it against other people's land and forcing his way upon them.
Yep, there's that
That's
too.
What he was talking
well,
about.
Well, he posited both of those things.
If you're on your own land and you create a set of rules for the people that come onto that land and they don't follow your rules, well, then that's, you know, you can remove those people, but you shouldn't have the right to murder them over it. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. So, well, I was just saying, like in Cowboys or whatever, the Mafia, you know, they basically dictate those whatever rules they want. And so I was just, and it may be a terrible comparison, but in a way, it seems like the Shire Free Church is really trying to find a loophole in how to define a church, because traditionally churches are defined as large religious organizations that worship a deity. And I know we have freedom of religion, and I know that, you know, we could argue this all day long, but it seems like that we're trying to twist again the societal norms that you know really dictate how we live currently. And now I applaud you all. I think it's an amazing thing, especially if you're able to, you know, have the tax benefits and everything. I'm just, maybe that's a terrible comparison. I'm not making any sense, but that's...
Well, I guess my thoughts on this are, first off, Free Talk Live didn't create the Shire Free Church. That's, inaccurate. The Shire Free Church acquired Free Talk Live. But, to speak to your statement, I was actually convinced of this over time. This wasn't something that, I just thought of, wow, how can we dodge taxes? Nothing like that. Free Talk Live is a moral teaching organization. It's done through broadcast, but there's nothing new about that. Churches, have broadcasts. We talk about God on a relatively regular basis here on Free Talk Live, so that's not a big deal. We don't purport a special God. We don't say, we have our own special religion with our own special God. We don't say that. But I would point out that Buddhism doesn't have a God at all. So you don't need a God in order to be considered in the eyes of the law.
Well,
a church.
Vernon, your definition of church is just wrong. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with being large. A church can be very small.
My Quaker meetings got 5 members.
Yeah, a church, as Jesus, I believe, defined it, is wherever 2 or more are gathered in his name. So, you know, a church is not what you're thinking of. It's not necessarily these mega churches or even large buildings or whatever. You don't even have to have a building with a steeple on it to have a church. As Mark pointed out, we are a media ministry.
I agree, but the government doesn't agree with you in that. I was
the heck it does.
Yes, they do.
We fit every single one of the IRS's.
Then why do you still pay property taxes on the house that you broadcast from if they don't agree?
It's a good question.
That's a different government. So, I thought you were referring to the United States.
Yeah, we thought you were talking about the federal government. So in order to defeat the city of Keene in this particular case on property taxes, it will take a court battle. And we just weren't prepared for that. We did not want to spend the time or the money funding that over the last few years. So that is why.
Yeah, the city of Keene's not going to give up on that.
But from the IRS's perspective, we are a church, and there's no
Wonderful.
Doubt about it.
Again, yeah. I would consider your organization more of a nonprofit, more of a charitable organization versus a church. But I can totally
okay.
see.
Well, you don't know
where
what
you're
a church
defining
is,
it as a church.
No, you don't know. You're not defining church correctly. A church. In our case,
he's got a legal opinion.
Sure,
and so does the Supreme Court.
Your legal opinion's wrong.
Big one.
The church is, again, as Jesus pointed out, is wherever 2 or more are gathered in my name. And in our case, ours is a church that is what's called an interfaith church. And if you've never heard of that before, you can go look it up. Ours isn't the first one. I thank you for the call tonight, Vernon. Interfaith churches are where, in our case, in the Shire Free Church's case, people who are of different belief systems are allowed. The Shire Free Church is a peace church, so it's an interfaith church, and it's a peace church, which means that if you are somebody who purports to be religious but believes in, war, for instance, then you are not welcome as a minister, for instance.
As a minister, you could certainly come. You
can listen to the show. There's nowhere to come to because we don't have a building with a steeple.
But there are ministers, and they have locations. I mean, we have no evidence that there are no ministers with no locations.
Right, but it's a decentralized organization, so it may not be structured like the church you grew up in, meaning that there aren't, there's nobody at the top. There's no church elders, so to speak, right? Like when I was growing up, it was a Presbyterian church in Florida, and they had the church elders, and there's the, you know, the priest or the pastor or whatever, and the assistant pastor, and
the people handing around the money plate.
Yeah. You know, so they have a very kind of hierarchical structure. There's no, you know, requirement that a church have that same structure. So in our case, we wanted our church to be decentralized, meaning that each minister in the church will decide who to recognize as a fellow minister. So I can decide who I recognize as a fellow minister. Anybody who wants to can claim to be a minister in the Shire Free Church, but unless you're actually an advocate for peace, then from my perspective, you're not one of the ministers. So each individual gets to decide who the other ministers are that they recognize. And so while that may be different from what you're used to or how you were raised down in Louisiana, it doesn't mean we're not a church. Church is a place where people come to discuss their religious beliefs, and in our case, it's interfaith, which means everybody's welcome.
It's not just religion. It's also, you know,
sometimes charitable.
Issues of the day.
Yeah.
Look, if your religion, whatever it is, your religion is your philosophy. Your philosophy affects your entire outlook on life. Your entire outlook on life affects the issues of the day and how you look at them. My belief is that, you know, God didn't gave us free will, and there no man can take it away. So, and your freedom ends at my nose, and my freedom ends at your nose. That's quite simple.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And that's one of the reasons why the Shire Free Church donated an entire building to Will Coley and for the purpose of creating a mosque, to create a mosque here in Keene, New Hampshire, which recently made it into the news again with another front page news article. Will had an excellent event this past Thursday evening called Iftar in the Park, which was the first public event that they've – I mean, obviously the mosque is open and anybody from the public can show up there, but this was the first event outside of that building that they had held, and it was you could call it a picnic. We were at the park, and there was delicious food that was brought by members of the Muslim community here locally, and anybody who wanted to could show up. And there was, of course, some speechifying by
all that stuff's great. Don't forget the orphanage that the Shire Free Church built over in Jinja, Uganda.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the evidence is. Yeah, the evidence is really good. The Shire Free Church is a church.
Yeah, the state police even referred to me as a minister in the church when they arrested me a few years ago. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We certify community service hours as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, join us on the radio here, live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you. We've got a forum on which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts over at forum.freetalklive.com. That is where I've been posting my show prep over the last couple of weeks. Originally, I was posting it on Facebook, but I left Facebook earlier this year. And then I was posting it to Twitch, but somebody suggested, hey, why don't you post it on your own forum? Like, great idea. So I'm doing that now over at forum.freetalklive.com. I tell you, Mark, we get some of the best ideas from our listeners, so I appreciate that. Anyway, you can go there. You can get interactive. It's not just about Free Talk Live. There's also a ForkFest forum there. There's cryptocurrency-related stuff, and it's most of it's focused on New Hampshire, but the Free Talk Live section isn't. It's just about Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. So head on over to by the way, that's the Liberty Radio Network. So head over to forum.freetalklive.com. And if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier and you send me a message on the forum letting me know what your AMP email address is, I will upgrade you and give you the Free Talk Live badge. So that will identify you as a Free Talk Live supporter on the forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We talk to Jerry next in Wisconsin. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening somewhat to a little bit of your what you're discussing, and in my world, you know, President speaking of the church and defining church, that's unreal.
What's unreal?
I mean, what you're saying.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's okay. Well, what I mean is this: if you're white middle class, elect with no problems with the law. You know, you can intellectualize it and say, you know, I have a church, I have two members, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, in my world, it doesn't work that way. And I'm black. And recent history, past history, it does not work that way. Look what happened in South Carolina.
Can you tell me what happened in South Carolina?
You tell me.
Well, it's a big state.
It's a big state.
What are you referring to?
I'm referring to the black congregation shot
okay.
by this
that nut guy. Okay. Sorry. It didn't come to my mind. I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but that's better anyway, because I don't like the idea of just giving these people their names. Some guy walks into a black congregation, shoots up the place.
That's horrible.
And, you know, kills some people.
What's that have to do with this?
He's going to die in prison at this point. Terrible things have happened to them. I mean, what's that have to do with a church being a church, though?
Everything.
Okay, well, tell me what.
Explain it.
Everything.
Can you, give me a couple of points. Just
number one,
elucidate for me.
It's a sacred place to be, church.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
It's a church.
Okay, what's a church?
A church is a place where some people go to congregate to worship.
Worship whom? See, the law is specific. Right? Their God, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the law is specific that it's, they started basically, talking about these things being churches, but according to the law, a mosque is a church and these sorts of things. So, you know, right. Whatever your Zoroastrians and their
in
God.
In the real world, you're wrong, because a mosque is not considered a church. A mosque,
well, you don't know what you're talking about. Legally, it's considered a church, okay? They're all under the category of church.
What's the synagogue?
As far as the government's concerned, they're all churches.
Okay, great. So you're not talking legal. You're talking sort of real world.
Yeah.
Awesome. This this broadcast is a church in the sense that we are discussing the idea of free will as it was given to man by God.
And peace.
That's your belief.
It's a belief.
Churches are where people who have beliefs.
Does your minister not go up at least sometime during the year and discuss free will?
That's your belief. I just asked you a question. What's that?
Does your minister go up in front of the congregation at some point and discuss free will?
I don't have a minister.
Okay, well, then I don't know what I'm talking about here. I don't have to address this.
Not everybody's going to talk about free will. Some people don't believe in that, Mark. A church is a place where people who have certain religious beliefs come together to discuss those beliefs, discuss their beliefs about the universe and God and all of those things. And these are things we've discussed here on Free Talk Live. We have a mission of spreading peace with the Shire Free Church, and that's one of our core tenets here on this program. So if you don't believe that a church can be a media ministry, well, that's your problem, but it doesn't mean we're not a church, so I don't really understand what you're saying.
Well, why does it have to be my problem?
you had an issue. You called in. You had an issue with what we were talking about, and you wanted to explain to us your beliefs about churches, and you're free to have
them. Why is that my problem when I don't agree with you? Why is that my problem?
Well, you have a problem with what we're doing, is what I think he's referring to.
If you didn't have a problem, you wouldn't have called in, right?
No, I find it interesting what you're saying.
It seemed like you were disagreeing. It sounded like you were in a very disagreement kind of way.
Why is that my problem? That's what I don't understand.
It's not your problem.
Let's leave the notion of problem.
You had a disagreement. How about that?
Well, all right. Let's be specific when you use words. Words are powerful.
I agree with you.
I totally agree with you. And we're being very specific here. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, Jerry, about your beliefs?
So you're saying that I don't. In fact, it's not my problem. You just counted it, right?
We already just said we're not going to use the term problem. So we put that one aside. Okay, you're right. You don't have a problem. You have a disagreement.
Right.
And that's okay.
Turn of phrase.
And you're free to have a disagreement. That's wonderful.
Right.
That's one of the things that makes the world great, because not everybody agrees on everything.
That's right. I agree with that.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jerry. We don't go to jail
over our disagreements.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And that's, you know, one of the nice things about the United States is you do have the freedom to disagree, and you do have the freedom to have whatever religion that you want to have, or you should have that freedom.
Well, I mean, the right to conscience is something that has a very tenuous history in the United States. So, for instance, there are plenty of instances where people who don't want to go to war, Muhammad Ali is a really good example. This is a guy who clearly had a conscience issue when it came to the draft, and they put him in jail over it. So, I mean, you're free to disagree up to a point. You're free to talk about what you disagree about. You're not free to necessarily do anything about it. You're free to voice your disagreement. You're not free to live it.
when it comes to the government, yeah, they will put you in a cage if they disagree with you too much. Let's go to Chuck in Indiana, listening to WIVC-FM. Hello, Chuck. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
You almost really tripped up when you were talking about that free will thing, man, because you can't forget that there's a large contingent of people that believe in predestination.
That's what I said. I said not everybody believes in free will.
I,
so
I know. You
I disagree with Mark on that. But there may be some pastors or preachers who do agree with it, but many people do believe that they're just here doing whatever it is that God wants them to do.
Most people that are going to make their discernment are going to believe in free will generally. They don't just think we're automatons going through our day.
Some people do believe that, though.
Yeah, I think Scripture definitely makes reference to it. I mean, there's definite every hair on your head is counted and known.
Yeah, I don't see how predestination can't be. If you believe in a all-powerful, all-knowing God that exists outside of time, he created time. He's either the most powerful thing in the universe, because he created the universe and time and all these other things.
Yeah. He's not God.
Yeah, the most powerful thing in existence, yeah. That's a better term. Or he's not God. One of those two statements. And so if you believe these things, there's no way that predestination isn't the truth, if that makes sense. I don't believe that.
That makes sense. It makes sense to me. Yeah, I mean, but now that we've completed our talk about church and now, because, like I said, we've been a part of it, My question to you: you were celebrating or at least focusing towards this gentleman who won his lawsuit, who is not
New
in
Jersey
jail today. I don't know who he is personally. I knew Mr. Hemp in Nashville when I lived in Massachusetts, and I consider myself a libertarian. But I really want to smack myself around because I found myself celebrating a little bit mentally this week as the president was speaking about right to try. And my question would be, how do you believe this is going to fall out in the battle over the legalization of cannabis?
So you're referring to, I believe, some legislation that was passed recently about the right to try experimental medications? Is that the issue that you're bringing up? And so your question is, and if you want to, you can hang on for more discussion on this. The question is, will this affect people's ability to use cannabis? I believe that's what he was asking. So we'll come back and talk
about
that.
Likely.
Did Trump sign that? Did you?
Yeah, I think right to try passed. Yeah,
all right, that's good to know. I'm glad to hear about that. So there's more on the way here. Hour 3 is next. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. It's free.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.